By the early afternoon of the 18th day, fighting had pretty well ceased. Duryodhana couldn't see any more of his troops, he couldn't see his commanders, so he'd actually taken off and walked towards a forest nearby with his club, and within the forest was a lake, and with his own powers of illusion and yogic powers, he stilled the waters, went into the waters, and lay at the bottom of the lake, resting himself. Eventually, the Pandavas found out where he was, and with Yudhishthira at the head of them and the brothers and the remaining parts of the army, probably several thousand, went and visited him. And immediately, Yudhishthira commanded him to come out and fight. For a while, he didn't say much. Then, after he'd been taunted quite a while by Yudhishthira, saying that he was a coward and he was acting like a eunuch, he wasn't acting like a kshatriya, and the others started joining in too, it was really too much for him. And his pride came forward and he said, "I will fight you, I will fight any of you." But he said, rather apprehensively, "You've got a lot more people, you've got more weapons, and so on." So Yudhishthira had said to him, "If you come out and fight, you can fight with any one of us and with any weapon." Well, can you believe it? When Krishna heard that, he looked pretty questionably at Yudhishthira, because Duryodhana was recognized. Both Duryodhana and Bhima had been students of Balarama, Krishna's elder brother, who was an expert tutor, guru of the maces, of the fighting with clubs. Where it was known that Bhima was very strong, very powerful, nevertheless, Duryodhana was more skillful. And it was really that skill mattered in things like this. Anyway, they could see the movement in the top of the water, and eventually Duryodhana came out with his mace on his shoulder, dripping with water, and a set of armor was given to him, and he's fitted out with it. Fortunately, Duryodhana's pride really prevented him from picking an easy opponent. And as he was getting the armor on him, Krishna went over to Yudhishthira and said, "King, you really have made a rash promise here. If Duryodhana decides to fight you or the twins or Arjuna, then our whole kingdom that you've now won is in jeopardy." He pointed out to Yudhishthira that, in fact, the outcome of such a fight was pretty questionable, mainly because of this skill versus strength. Anyway, Bhima was standing nearby, and Bhima said, "I can kill him. Don't, you know, very boastful. I have the strength to do it." And, of course, he was still fuming within himself at the insults that had happened to him and Draupadi those 13 years ago. Balarama was anxious that the actual battleground for this fight should be to the north of Kurukshetra. He pointed out that it was up there particularly that when King Kuru, all those years ago, about a century ago, had ploughed up the whole of the field and made it into a sacred area, Indra had come and had promised that anyone dying, a kshatriya dying in battle in that area, would immediately go to heaven. So that was agreed. They all headed off. The Pandavas surrounding Duryodhana as he walked with his mace to the north of the field. Then they took up their positions, and immediately Bhima started haranguing. They looked at each other with fiery eyes and started haranguing Duryodhana that he was going to kill him for all that he'd done to the Pandavas. He brought up the trying to poison himself, the disrobing of Draupadi, and the burning of the house, that trying to burn them, and so on, so on. It went on and on quite a bit. Anyway, Duryodhana really just said, "Stop talking, just get on, let's fight." So they rushed at each other, the maces swinging all over the place, a lot of leaping around and feinting and swerving, going to the right, going to the left and so forth, a lot of dust being kicked up. And after a while, both of them actually rest for a moment to get their breath. Then they charge at each other again. And slowly as time went on, it was quite evident that Bhima was beginning to tire and the skill of Duryodhana was coming to the fore. So when Arjuna saw this, he went over to Krishna and he asked him, he said, it is Yudhishthira's fault that we are now in danger again. Having killed Bhishma and others and having gained victory and glory, he has again endangered us by gambling the outcome of this war on this single victory. And he said, if Bhima does not defeat him unfairly, you'll have Duryodhana as your king. Well, Arjuna picked up the hint and he went into the sight of Bhima and he slapped his thigh and Bhima saw the message. Remember how Bhima had said he'd crush Duryodhana's thighs because Duryodhana at the gambling had given this suggestiveness towards Draupadi by pulling his clothes and showing his bare thighs. Shortly after he'd picked up the message from Arjuna, he charged at Duryodhana, and Duryodhana had got a bit too near him, and Bhima had recognized this as a faulty move, so he'd actually charged and fainted. He moved to one side and got Duryodhana a bit off balance, but the blow from the club that he was going to give Duryodhana ducked it, and he gave Bhima an almighty hit. Sparks were flying everywhere, and it was down Bhima. But Bhima got up as if nothing had happened, but he was very painful. It had tore his actual armor, and it really almost made him unconscious. But with a great effort, he stood upright as if actually nothing had happened. So Duryodhana thought that, in fact, he wouldn't attack. He wouldn't give him a second blow, which he could easily have done. It would have really knocked him out completely. He held his ground. And then Bhima once more rushed towards Duryodhana, and Duryodhana leapt high and avoided Bhima's crushing blow that would have hit him, and he came down, but he gave a second leap, and on the second leap upwards, Bhima crashed his mace into the thighs of Duryodhana. Duryodhana came down with a thud, and from the heavens, the skies above, there was a gasp from the Apsaras, from the Gandharvas, from the Yakshas, from the gods that had collected. And also there were lots of the bad omens came up. The wind came up, a hot, dry wind came up. Pebbles were being blown across that part of the field. One particular meteorite came whooshing right down and not far from, and there were all sorts of noises of jackals and such like, not coming around them, but actually from the internal part of the earth that they've been fighting on. Bhima went over to Duryodhana as he lay on the ground, and he called him an evil-minded fool, and he again brought forward that he now got his just deserts for all he'd done, trying to take the one garment off Draupadi and expose her. And also, you know, as they went out of the gaming hall, Duryodhana was very provocative. He laughed at Bhima and called him a cow, and he actually imitated Bhima's gait. You know, it was rather lion-like or tiger-like gait of he copied it. Well, now Bhima turns back to him and says, now who's the cow? Now's where is your sense of humor? And what he did, he got his left foot and he pushed it and onto Duryodhana's head and kicked his head and moved it around a bit. Really a great insult. Well, some of the troops present, the Samarkas particularly, weren't at all happy about this insult. Duryodhana was a king. He'd fought honestly, and Yudhishthira went over to Bhima and said, Bhima, why did you do this? It's not a righteous thing to do. He said, you've really a disgrace that you've done it. And Balarama got furious because Balarama was a little bit favoured towards Duryodhana. manner, and with his plowshare, which was his weapon, he started rushing towards Bhima, really wanted to kill him. Well, immediately Krishna came forward. It wasn't the first time that Krishna had to give him honey words and say, no, don't. You must remember that Bhima had sworn that he would do this to Duryodhana. He sworn at the gambling, at any kshatriya who takes a vow, he must keep that vow. So don't. And he also flattered Balaram Singh, how he was such a fair and righteous-minded person. Anyway, it was enough to modify and quieten down Balarama. But Balarama then said to Bhima, "From now on, you'll be known as a crooked fighter, and Duryodhana would be known as a fair fighter." Interestingly enough, one of the points actually that Krishna raised in trying to quieten down Balarama was saying that now we're actually entering the age, the Kali age, the Kali Yuga, and this is a new age. And as such, it's an age where barbarism and breaches of Dharma are likely to take place. And this is really what's happened here. And actually, when Duryodhana did complain about this, it was obviously supported to a great extent by the deities, because there was raining down of flowers, and again there were cool breezes that blew. Duryodhana then began to berate Krishna. He had a go at him, saying that it was Krishna's fault, how he'd been fighting unfairly throughout the war, how Karna had been killed unfairly, and how that Drona and Bhishma, those two had been killed unfairly through the trickery of Krishna. Also Joyadratha, remember the eclipse of the sun, and he went on about this. But anyway, Krishna wouldn't have it. He went over at him and he said, "Your sons, brothers and friends have been slain because of your path of wickedness." And again, he turned it round and said how Bhishma, Drona, they've all been killed because of you. And he pointed out also that Karna had been killed because his character matched Duryodhana's character. So now the deities, the Apsaras, the Gandavas, the Charanas, the deities were leaving, chattering away about the battle. A rather grumpy Balarama had got onto his great big chariot, the chariot with the big banner of the palm tree. And Krishna said to the Pandavas, "Let us go." And off they went. So let me leave you with this, if I can get this right. Rake Krishna Mareke, Mare Krishna Rakeke. Whom Krishna saves, who can destroy? Whom Krishna destroys, who can save? If you have been listening again, thanks very much. Goodbye.